This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Graham. Carson Wentz will start for a fifth straight game when the Vikings visit the Chargers tomorrow night. Minnesota head coach Kevin O'Connell says J.J. McCarthy's ankle is still not fully healed. Wentz says he has a simple goal as he works through this process.
Mindset is to go win this game. And at the end of the day, I'm focused on the here and now. I don't have a lot of time or energy to think about beyond this one, quite frankly. So let the future take care of itself.
Tomorrow's game will kick off at 7:15. The Timberwolves open their regular season tonight. They're in Portland to take on the Blazers. Naz Reid is ready to lead the top unit off the bench once again.
Going through practice the last couple, like last two, 3 days, made me really realize, like, all right, I got to really, like, become a vet. So, I mean, it's fun, though. He's kind of becoming, you know, the teacher. I once was a student.
Tip time tonight is 9 o'clock. The Wild are back on the ice tonight. Out east, they wrap up their five-game road trip. They take on the Devils in New Jersey. The puck drops at 6. Women's hockey, Golden Gopher head coach Brad Frost is not thrilled with the WCHA's decision to suspend one of his players after a post-game fight last weekend against Ohio State. Frost says his players were responding to teammates who were in danger on the ice due to the skirmish.
Certainly we don't want it to be commonplace. You know, that's not who we are, what we're about, but I'm proud of our team for seeing that we had some players in need and in distress, and they had each other's backs, and that's incredibly important. You know, I said to the team earlier, now we have to have Chloe and Gracie's back here on Friday night. They're not going to be with us, but we got to play for them a little more, and so we'll kind of see how it goes.
The third-ranked Gophers will face number 4 Minnesota Duluth on the road on Friday and Saturday. Minnesota will be without two players for Friday's game due to that melee against the Buckeyes. Ohio State, meanwhile, had just one player suspended for its role in that fight. Gopher men's hockey will take on Minnesota Duluth this Friday and Saturday in Minneapolis this weekend. This is MNN Sports.